Eric, as now Nutreco has done several projects, and you look at the cost breakdown and that NPV model, how do you look at the breakdown of costs in a RAS project? And maybe what have been your learnings over time as you've done the due diligence on several projects now?
I mean, Kurdistan is right that by far the biggest cost is feed. I've seen ranges from between 40 to 60% per kilo produced. 40 to 60% of that cost would be attributable to the feed. So that is that's obviously something you can't get around. The fish need to eat and then eat optimal feed. Developed for specifically for RAS, which I know that Skretting is spending a very significant proportion of its research activities on. Apart from that is there is a bit more sensitivity to energy prices, much more than in so RAS would be more lower, less resilient to spikes in that if there is no direct energy connection to the RAS site.
Perfect.
Then, apart from that, of course you have your labor and your farm management, and we actually do spend quite a bit of our attention in that area as well, because I think down the line, when RAS grow has been more matured, it allows for greater automation, and greater use of digital farming to drive production decisions and optimally manage your biomass. Which would allow lower labor costs. I think at where the current where we currently are in the development cycle, I wouldn't bet on the automation potential to be utilized for some years yet. But there is potential there to reduce labor's share of the cost breakdown.
Perfect. And actually, that's a great segue into the next question. There was a question about the constraints, which we've been constantly told about in the industry, of skilled personnel with expertise. And I think, Carl, I'm going to ask you this question because I know that the Atlantic Sapphire alluded to this in the Q2 results. But just perhaps give us a sense of this difficulty, the bottleneck of skilled people to run these facilities, and how do you think that will improve in the future or will continue to be a constraint?
I think definitely the answer is that that will be a constraint. So Atlantic Sapphire spent 10 years building up its own team that has not only brought some of the smartest brains from the RAS industry to our company, but also built up in-house competency with many years of operating multiple independent systems. And that is truly something we think is unique about Atlantic Sapphire, that we have so much brain power, so much knowledge in one place, because there are very few people in the industry that really know how to design and how to operate advanced system like a RAS system. And the issue is that not only are there new land-based projects out there that will require those people, but also you have strong demand from the incumbent industry that is building land-based facilities. They're, as a matter of fact, the biggest investor in land-based, with the giant investments being made in post-smolt. So definitely it's going to be a very scarce resource, and one that will put the limitation on supply growth for the next 10 years. I think it's going to take a lot of time to develop more people, because this is not easy. This is something that really requires a lot of experience. And in our opinion, what we're doing is developing our Bluehouse technology into being much more of a process industry that allows for automation, that allows for much less room for human errors, and much more processes that would be similar to what you see in an oil refinery. So I think that is where we are heading to really create the salmon farming of the future.
Yeah, no, perfect. And I'm going to add my own question very quickly. This is just say no if you don't want to answer this question. But when you what we've seen is that you get often these projects are run by people who run smolt facilities for conventional salmon farmers, and they're appointed from Chile, where I'm sat, or from Norway, and that's your chief technician. How many groups out there do you think can realistically make a facility work without some pretty serious issues that have the in-house skill to make this work?
Well, it's very hard to give a number to that, but I think reading between the line on your question, you're inferring the right thing, that there is very few people who can do this. And to take it one step further, what we've seen, having operated full grow-out systems for multiple years, is that not all the conventional industry wisdom from freshwater wrasse is transferable to what we're doing. So I would even question if some of the smartest minds from the smolt industry are able to successfully farm salmon all the way to harvestable size, because that is, in fact, very different.
Perfect.